This is one of the few hearings where there are more members of the committee than members in the audience. We have a couple of confirmations to the day to the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council. And I don't know if you want to both come up at the same time. Maybe I'll suggest that unless you have a preference. Otherwise, just welcome to the come up to the table, or unless you want to go one at a time, it doesn't matter.
Whatever you prefer.
This is just fine.
Okay. Both come up. And just because it has Julie's name listed first, whether that's alphabetical order or not, maybe you want to go first. Just briefly introduce yourself to the committee and make a statement if you wish. So, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Julie Blackburn, and I am here as a governor appointee to the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council. I probably look a little familiar, at least to some of you, as my previous work was with the Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Resources, and I was their legislative liaison for about 5 years. So, been here before, but this is in a whole new capacity. But I do think that with my experience at the Board of Water and Soil Resources, I have a unique background to work on the Outdoor Heritage Council, understanding a lot with easements, conservation programs, relationships with conservation organizations, and understanding kind of the legal aspects of how we do acquisitions and conservation easements. I'm just really excited to be part of the Outdoor Heritage Council for a four-year term and look forward to continuing Minnesota's strong legacy of outdoor heritage.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Ms. Casey, over Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I don't have questions, but I know how hard that Ms. Blackburn has worked related to water and soil issues all over the state, and I enjoyed working with her when I was a House member, and I just think that she would be a good appointee to this commission.
Thank you. Ms. Kingston, welcome to the committee.
Thank you. I also think Julie's an excellent advocate for outdoor habitat. I'm from just south of Eveleth, Minnesota. This will be my second appointment to the Outdoor Heritage Council. Prior to that, I served on two other appointments, one in 2006. Actually, both were in 2006. Governor appointees back then on the Citizen Selection Committee for LCCMR, and also on the Conservation Legacy Council. I had two terms also on the Nature Conservancy, so conservation has been kind of certainly an avocation of mine, and following a lifetime of enjoying Minnesota's outdoors and studying at the University of Minnesota in outdoor-related disciplines, landscape architecture and environmental design, it does all come in handy, and it does show sort of a focus of thought from my perspective, certainly. And I want to continue to work really hard on the council. I've been its treasurer for 2 years, and at the last meeting I was elected vice chair. So I'm excited about getting back to work and focusing on habitat.
Questions from me, Senator Sieben.
Thank you very much for your service, Ms. Kingston. Last night I was in a committee hearing on the Legacy Council, and we had the recommendations from the council before us. And I was somewhat dismayed to see that only 3% of the funding this cycle is for projects that are located within the metropolitan area. And we had a good discussion about how there needs to be more applications that come in from the metropolitan area to try to bring some more balance to that number. But I'm wondering if you've been involved in any of those discussions or have a particular perspective on that.
Well, I think one of the things that we've done to address that issue very neatly is to vote to increase not only the Conservation Partners Legacy Program, which takes applications $400,000 and less, that's administered by DNR. But there's a whole separate metro piece now under the CPL that has its own bucket of money. We're at about twice as much money there than we have been originally. And as the word gets out, as it gets more publicized, I think it, at least from where I live, and not being part of the formal legislative process, even though we are under the legislative department, there's not a lot of chatter about this opportunity for applicants that maybe aren't the bigger players in conservation. So Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, DNR, all of the big players really know about it, but I think it's really important that we get a lot more public and a lot more information out there for a greater discourse across the state, big partners and small, and I think that there are things that we can do for that. And, you know, every year we're sort of at the mercy of what applications we do get. In any one menu for year to year that we go, some are very have a lot of metro projects, a lot of money asks, others not so much. And this last round, we didn't get very much. And we're always trying to do the best habitat projects out of the whole application, you know, selection that we get.
One question about that. You said you set aside smaller grants for, I don't even know how that process works, for administration by DNR, did you say? Or
it's the Conservation Partners Legacy Program, and those are for projects that are $400,000 or less. So there's a huge chunk there. I think we approved over, I think it's about between $8 and $9 million for both of those programs together, and I can't tell you off the top of my head which is for the out metro and in metro. But I think that there's a little bit of a, we were talking about a reciprocity on funds that weren't used also. So if there weren't enough applications in one to use all the money that had been set aside, and if there were an excess of applications in one of the other programs, they could go back and forth. I could get you more information on that.
Okay. Are there other questions from members of the committee? Do I have a motion? Senator Scalzi moves that Julie Blackburn of St. Paul, Minnesota, and Jane Kingston of Eveleth, Minnesota, be recommended to the full Senate for confirmation to the Lassard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council. Is there any discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We wish you both the best in your work there, and I'll say what Senator Sieben or Senator Scalzi pointed out about the concern. I know a lot of metro area folks are interested in making sure they're good projects, but they're good projects in the metro area too. So anyway, I'll just second that as well. So.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Osmond.
And it's definitely a bipartisan effort, because I agree with Senator Sieben that we need to be very careful, because the metropolitan area does provide a lot of funding through that mechanism, and we're not asking for necessarily being equal, but we're asking to be fair.
Thank you. With that, we have no further business of this committee. We have one meeting coming up next week for a couple more.
It's at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
3 o'clock on Tuesday, so it's not our normal time. At 3 o'clock on Tuesday in this room?
15.
Room 15. So this committee is adjourned, and we'll meet then next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Good